And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
Team sucks.
Wait, what? You saw him bite someone during it?
Making shit up.
Why stop there?
Raw Dog actually texted me last night at 11 o'clock at night. He's like, come on, man. Like, you love me. Stop this. Because I texted my Breakfast Club team.
Yeah.
Talking shit about him. And he got really emotional. He's like, you love me. And I was like, no, I lost all respect for you when you said you would play for me. And then all of a sudden you bailed for Diana, who you've never met before, that said, come play on my friendship team.
That's fair.
And he had way more fun.
That's fair.
And guess what? I think
our team won.
I think Botch got a little jealous.
Botch got jealous of Raw Dog? I highly doubt so.
You see that beautiful red hair?
With open arms.
I mean, he's got a better haircut than that.
That's true.
Joe Gay, did you see how I sent you the scores this week?
Yeah, I'm very proud of you, actually.
You actually said
like it.
You're finally getting there. It's
yes.
Really cool.
8 weeks
in. You still don't have it up on the screen, but.
Thank you, Travis. I appreciate that. So you have the microphone where you got to talk real close to it. Sorry, bud.
Make love to the
Wait, should we do like a mic check for everything?
We're already doing it.
I've already made love to all these microphones.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's why he told me to leave them up.
They don't show you any love back.
That's true.
This one smells like...
Joe K did say your remotes were a little sticky.
They are. It's really disturbing, actually. This one, I don't know what you did to it, but ew.
I get bored out here in Sanborn.
I want you to know something, that we are recording that.
I know.
That's already recorded.
Don't worry, our co-ed softball team.
I put all this out there for you to have fun with.
We always talk about the Green
Just
Hulk.
For your
One of our friends showed us this Green Hulk video. It's really inappropriate, but the Green Hulk goes up the exit only.
Mm.
Oh.
And you don't know how it fits there. It's unbelievable.
Magic, of course.
Obviously.
Pleasant.
All right, well, you guys have all done this before. You know you have to read all the scores, right?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you know that.
Something.
But wait, hold on. We don't get the... I know, like...
So I got to talk into it like this.
I like music. We don't... You don't actually play the entrance music?
No, I edit it in afterwards.
I don't like that.
I don't love it either, but I
don't... Because it gets me into the podcast. Like, I hear that music, and I'm like, I'm ready to go.
I 100% agree with you, but we didn't... There's, like, another thing in the bucket there that can actually give us all headphones so you could hear all that shit. Because even if I played it, you wouldn't hear it anyway.
I hate hearing my own voice, though.
Oh, yeah, nobody likes hearing your voice, except for me, of course.
No.
But it's okay. You're going to be fine. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Honestly.
So
the worst thing that happened to you on a podcast, well, Lenny's not here, so you're fine. You're safe now.
Man, the worst things that ever happened to me on the podcast.
Well, just wine gets spilled.
Well, we left him in a room with Tommy and Jimmy. He lost his virginity.
So good. That was so good.
I was paraded by Bill B's brother for about 30 minutes.
That was the best. Yeah. He ruined his life. That's why he lives in Atlanta now, I think.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. B's brother versus Botch. We need that boxing match, too.
Are you going to introduce us, or?
No, I didn't even technically start yet. I got to, like, yell and do all that stuff.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, sorry. We're on to you.
Joe, can you please give me a drink?
Excuse me. We're recording.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
What do you want?
We're on the mic. The mic is hot, Val. The mic is hot.
We need one of those, like, recording.
We need a light, yeah.
Recording. We need a sign. Topper, why don't you have a sign, damn it?
Recording. Hold on. Well,
when we started the season, we had two shitty microphones. Let's just take this for what it is.
You know what you should do is you should just turn the light on there and somehow, like, cut something that says.
Just turn the ambiance on. Here's the ambiance on. This is just 3 minutes of nonsense. But, yeah, so anyway, welcome everybody to the TSL podcast. Thank you for sticking around for the first 3 minutes of that just absolute nonsense of. Why stuff is sticky in Topper's second crotch. Anyway, I'm your host, Joe K, as per usual. There's a lot of voices here that you should already know. Topper's here as always. Hi, Top.
Hey, guys.
What you doing, bud? Just chewing over there?
I got some Cheetos.
You got your cheesy poofs?
Seltzer.
That's cool.
We're good.
You had a good... Yeah, you
survived. I got my corner spot back.
Yeah, well, it felt weird for you to be anywhere else. Plus, last week you were just swinging that mic around.
Well, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a little too fun. You almost broke stuff. It was hilarious, though. That loud, annoying voice that everybody knows because it just drags on. Ladies and gentlemen, Travis Clevenger is here. Hi, Travis.
Oh, sorry, you said annoying voice. I just thought you were talking about Botch. I'm good.
We'll get there. Don't worry, we'll
just
get
so
there.
Everybody knows, this is the podcast. I don't drink on Sundays, and unfortunately, I hung out with my alcoholic friends, so I have been drinking, and I'm ready to spew the tea.
Real quick, do you have non-alcoholic friends?
Not very many.
Fair question.
Because you can't describe us as your alcoholic friends if you don't have any other ones. So, anyway, yeah. But we realized that for a guy who doesn't drink on Sunday, all you got to do is find a half-eaten dog ball and something to shoot it into and make it a points register thing, and he gets all messed up. It was a lot of fun. And his significantly better half, better five,
not
yet,
sixth. Not legally.
Yeah, there's still time to screw this up, but when? Nah, at this point it's committed, I think, at this point. Valerie.
Hello.
The queen of the TSL. About time you made it back.
That's for now.
What took you so long?
I don't know. We just...
Sanborn's Bar.
Yeah, I was going to say, full disclosure, yeah, Sanborn's really bar, so I was waiting for the weather to be nice.
And you nailed it.
Double up on the pool time.
There you go.
Val's passport actually expired 2 weeks ago, yeah, so we had to get a new one.
Come on, it's not like we're going to Maddie's house. Like, I mean, it's...
That is true.
It's still, same
it's,
distance.
It's still... No, it's like halfway, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Well, it depends on how you guys will get there from your hood. So, welcome. And, of course, your guys' little sidekick. It's like you guys adopted him like a year and a half ago. Everybody's favorite Birdman, Michael Boccio, is here. Hi, Botch.
Hi, guys.
Hi. It's about time you came back.
Yeah.
I don't even ask anymore if Botch and Diane are coming with Val and Travis. It's just,
just assumed.
Hey, I have my own home, and we aren't there every single day, so yeah. It's
only
like
at
a 80% chance
week.
That we
do they still pay you rent for it?
No.
I don't even get change from Botch anymore because it went to every other week instead of every week, so I think he just thought that then he doesn't have to pay rent.
Yeah. That's kind of
cool. I haven't had change in a while. I haven't used my card lately, so I don't know how to change my card.
COVID's changed.
I kind of want
life.
Those points, though. Yeah. I mean, if he's going to use his card, I want those points.
I leave my cans after I drink the beers and stuff at his
That's
house.
Fair.
You can take those.
Well, hold on. Do you return the cans or just recycle them?
We put them in the recycling.
We recycle them.
Yeah. No, I actually, somebody on our softball team that Botch plays with on Thursday nights, Anthony Minetti, who Topper knows, apparently former D2 MVP, he offered to, if Diana ever does move out of the house, he wants to move in. He's going to sell his house and he's going to become our new roommate. And he said he will pay for paper supplies.
Aren't you like, that's funny. Aren't you like sick of having another roommate though? Like, you're going to get married and probably spit out kids sooner than later.
The money is actually, it talks. The money talks.
Really? Is that all it is for you?
The money talks.
Well, when you buy a new giant TV every three months or
when you buy a big screen that's 120 inches, you need the money, so thanks,
yes,
Diana.
That's true.
You need like four roommates for a new projector.
That's funny. Well, that's a lot of fun. So anyways, football happened. A lot of it. It was the last week of the season. We're going to get to the playoffs soon, but I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. It was actually, I mean, the regular season's over. I think it was a pretty good year. Like, the weather was good all of the time, even though in the beginning it was like scary because it snowed the first Thursday, but it was still fine, and it rained like the next Thursday and Friday, and Saturday was still good, and we didn't have any rainouts, we didn't have any problems with that. So nope. I mean, like, as far as the season goes, like, we really, 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 really lucked out. Like, we shouldn't have any complaints, right?
No.
I'm literally just referring to the season going so
weather-wise, this is the best weather we've ever had in the spring session.
I think,
like,
that's fair.
There's always a, you know, we might get rain at 1 o'clock and all of a sudden like 1 through 3 gets canceled. Like, we might get in the 12 o'clock games.
Usually the first game of the season is usually the one where we get like rain,
snow.
And then we have to like postpone it a week.
I played Breakfast Club in the snow for like the first week, and that's week two.
This is the coolest I've ever felt out there, football. By the way, today's podcast is being recorded in front of a live studio audience.
We
didn't mention that.
I don't know if I called
it
live.
Have to feel that.
It's fine. You know. Yeah, that's cool. We have what? Diana's out there because she doesn't want to talk. Steph's here. Light Val's here. They're just drinking and paying attention to us because they're excited.
I thought it should be noted in case we have some laughter that's real. It's not being pumped in laughter. It's real.
No,
it's
really,
laughter.
Really funny. It's funny.
Genuine. It's genuine.
It is genuine laughter.
We flick the switch and the light goes on. But...
Applause.
Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you.
Hey, it's okay. Just would like to say something before we jump into scores and everything.
Oh, I love all of this.
I'll be sending out an email this week, probably tonight or tomorrow morning. Subs are going to be a little bit different for playoffs this year. Last year we said 4 guys, 2 girls. Boccio is a stupid man. The bottom line is subs should not make your team better. If you're missing somebody, that's understandable, but you shouldn't be able to get somebody that's better than what you're missing.
Correct.
I mean, everybody for the whole season, everybody's trying to win immortality, right?
That's very true.
Topper Sports Immortality. We're not going to give you somebody that's better. So the way this is going to work.
But hold on.
If you have four guys, two girls, you can request one girl, you can request one guy, you can have up to five guys, three girls, mm-hmm. but it's going to be
assigned.
Me who's assigning it.
Yeah.
If I talk to Topper, I talk to Joe Kay, I talk to Jeff Kroll, we're going to try to come up to a compliment, right? You're not going to get the same player.
You're not going to get an upgrade.
Yeah, you're not getting an upgrade. So if you request somebody, know that you're not going to get who you asked for unless it's like deemed that, hey, you know what, that's probably a good replacement for who you're missing. We will assign who we think is acceptable.
And if somebody isn't acceptable, the Gestapo will be at your house.
That's true. Just like you'll never ever play at a different team ever. You'll never play on another team. Don't you forget. But who are you to decide how good other people are?
I mean, that's why it's going to be a little bit of a committee.
We discuss.
Not
gonna be,
I know.
Yeah, it's not going to be me just being like, hey, I don't like you, so I'm going to give you a terrible person. I'm going to be fair about it. I'm going to talk to my compadres. That's a hard word to pronounce. I'm going to talk to other people that are in this like whole you know, leadership group, I guess I would say, and we'll come to an agreement of who we think is an acceptable person for who you're missing. Obviously, we don't know everybody in the league, but we're going to try to form a committee and just agree with.
We know Topper doesn't.
I definitely don't.
Yeah, no.
No, that's
Anthony Deeks says hello.
Right. He's here probably still, but... That's why I asked you that question, not to play devil's advocate, but because if you announce I get to make that decision, then somebody can go, who the why?
That's totally not fair. You know? Totally fair to say that, but like I would say that, and I'm not saying that I'm the best at this, but I probably watch more games than anybody else in the league. I would think because I like to see how people play, what they're doing, their styles. So I don't know everybody in the league, but I kind of know each team and what they present. But it's not going to be just me. It's going to be kind of a group effort. But we're just going to try to give you somebody that's a acceptable replacement, but not somebody that's going to alter the outcome of the game. Because
that's a long way of saying don't try to fuck around with subs. We'll get it for
you. It's real simple. Well, I mean, if I have, so say I needed a sub, and I had somebody who I felt met your criteria, can I just say, hey, so and so would play here?
I mean, you can suggest that.
You can suggest it.
Yeah,
because the way you're coming across is that. Don't even bother suggesting.
No, I did say that you can suggest somebody.
Okay.
If I don't think that like. Right now, I'm going to tell you right now, Tony Sanchez is not playing in a D3 game unless, like, a Chris Nelson's missing, right? Like, you're not going to be missing a Blaze and get a Tony Sanchez.
Respect, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's the bottom line. Fine. Like, so you can request somebody. You can say, hey, I'm in D3. I'm going to request a Lance, right?
Okay.
Renee Lance's brother.
Mm-hmm. Drew will sub for us down in D6.
Yeah. I mean, it's just got to be fair, you know, and that's all. And you can suggest somebody, as I said, like if for example, Botch is going to be missing next week. If his team says, hey, can Tony Sanchez sub?
There goes our
If Tony Sanchez is going to sub for Baccio and the team's going to request Tony Sanchez, I'm going to say yes because Baccio is better than Tony Sanchez.
Well, Baccio's better than everybody in the league, so it's anybody's a downgrade. Didn't you know that?
I mean,
do you think Botch is a better football player than you?
Greg Osika is better than Botch.
Well, that's true. I'll give you that. 100%. Greg is fantastic.
Wow.
And significantly more handsome now. Botch got a little old a little quick. Val, I have a question for you then. So you've had to deal with this sublist stuff for probably, I don't know, like months and months now. How much of this has gone to his head at home, and is it annoying to you?
It's absolutely annoying. Not that
the, I feel like I see...
not that it's like going to his head.
I saw the vein in
his
forehead
like,
pop a little bit.
No, I mean, honestly, I feel like
they're not married yet.
Yeah,
she has divorce papers ready
because, like, it's a lose-lose for him. Like, if he does a good job with it, people, like, regardless of what he says, they're gonna say, like, oh, he's on a power trip. He just wants to tell people what to do. And if he does a bad job, then it's he's trying to
hurt
the team.
Yeah, no,
I'm telling you right now. Yeah, I went back. I actually studied what Lenny did with the sublist.
Oh yeah,
I went back and looked at old
emails.
I think I told Topper this the other day. When I was looking at it in bed, I was getting yelled at by Val, just go to fucking bed. But I'm looking at it. Lenny would send an email to the sublist saying, hey, can I have Crystal for Public Enemy? He sent his own self an email. And people get mad when I'm like, hey, send me an email.
That's just
because. Well, no, he would do it to make it official.
Yeah, it's official. Mm-hmm. Like, and people always tell me, hey, can I just text you? I'm like, no, send it to the email. Everybody else has to send it to the email. Send it to the email. It's not difficult.
But it's well documented that all of Lenny's personalities all kind of knew each other and talked. So that doesn't surprise me either. But no, that's true. Like, I'd be the first person to like fuck with you about it, but I think you've done an excellent job too. And Topper just confirmed it, and he would mess with you as well. So like, it's annoying. The shit you have to deal with every week is just annoying. And people always expect the world, and it's whatever. And it got a little bit better, but a little bit worse as more people were missing. So, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen so many people miss games this year, and I think it's probably because COVID's ending. People are going on more vacations. Mm-hmm. People are absolutely having more weddings. There's happening more weddings right now than ever before because they missed them last year.
It's like doubling up for everybody. You know?
Yeah, so a lot of people have missed things this year, so we've been a little bit more lenient. And, you know, I haven't even made people really follow the sub list strictly because I know even the sub list people have been missing.
Right.
So we've tried to make exceptions. It's just like when playoffs come, you don't want a team that's been playing all year to then get an upgrade and then all of a sudden alter the playoffs. Like, everybody pays to play and compete and try to win a championship. We're just trying not to influence that.
Speaking of the sub list, one thing I've heard a lot, and I'm sure you've heard it too, especially that we've needed it more than ever lately, last couple weeks, kind of got to revamp it a little bit because there's people on there that don't want to be on it anymore, people who just don't even play or don't even live in the area anymore.
Group thingy for it.
Yeah, and there's and
is
you
that
know
the
what?
Same list that's been going on for like years?
No, it's been altered a little bit from time to time.
There's been additions and like the occasional subtraction, but unless you like specifically go out of your way to say take me off this thing,
it needs a total revamping, which we'll look at in this offseason.
Yeah, no, that's just one thing. People have definitely been like, well, I don't even know half these people, or they're not even part of the league anymore, or this, that, and the other thing. So, and then a lot of people want to get on it, and sure, some people shouldn't be on it because, you know,
Deke guy keeps asking.
There's people in D6 that
I feel bad because everybody wants to play more games. Like George Lombardo, right? Mm-hmm. He texted me and he goes, "Hey, can I be added to the sub list?" He texted me 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, "Well, we already have a sub list dedicated to this session, right?"
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And I hate to say this, but you're already playing on Breakfast Club, and you're playing on two teams, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that would love to play on two teams that aren't playing on two teams, so we're probably gonna like lean towards those guys that are playing in Breakfast Club and no other games, or one game in Breakfast Club. You know what I mean? Like, but guess what? I needed George this week. I said, "Hey, can you play?" He volunteered. He, you know what I mean? And they played. They lost, but he got to play another game. And
he got to make up for lost time because didn't he get benched yesterday?
Oh, we'll get into
that. Oh boy. Let's get into the teaser.
That's a teaser.
Let's go to Breakfast Club.
All right.
There were no other games at 9, right? Just Breakfast Club playoffs.
Just Breakfast Club.
Yeah, just Breakfast Club. All right, so Robin's Nest beat... Robin's Nest lost to Stone Cold Kelly.
Is that me?
29-37. The Amigos beat the Valkyries 54-16.
Ooh.
Peanut Butter Kelly Time beat Drive Me Crazy 38-14. And the Great White Clucks squeaked by Step It Up a Notch 46-35.
All right, you want to talk about your team because you feel like you don't get enough pub because you guys are 7-0. Cool. So why don't you just...
I don't even know what the scores were because all I know is a timer went off and all the girls, the audience is drinking instead of
This is why
applauding.
We don't have live audiences
anymore. Come on, guys. We're supposed to applaud, cheer, laugh.
We have a drinking game going on.
Oh my God. I didn't even hear one score.
Hold on. What's the drinking game?
We can't know it. That's going to ruin it.
Well, every 4 minutes we're drinking. If Travis dry heaves, we chug. Anytime Travis interrupts, we drink.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a lot of drinking.
Do you guys need more beers now?
You guys are going to be hammered.
Yes.
That's fun. All right.
Now I wanted to say anytime somebody said a name, we drink out some Malibu.
People are going to be... We're going to come out there and just drown in Topper's pool.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Travis, please tell me about how great the Great White Clarks are. And we know it's because Jeff Kroll drafted the team, but please continue.
There's two funny things about this. Well, three. Okay, there's 3 points I'm going to bring up. Not even funny things, points.
Okay.
One, the Great White Clarks have a shot, I believe, of being the first undefeated team in Breakfast Club history throughout.
No one cares.
I did it in 2017, and I now have paraphernalia all over my house because I only lost one game, and that was the championship. Topper, to this day, has never let me live that down.
It's our favorite.
So we're trying to redeem that this year. The year of the odds, Topper won in 2013, 2015, which I was a part of, 2017, where I lost my undefeated season again, and 2019, I won. So I'm going for that 21. Topper's also going for that 21.
You didn't win in 19?
I didn't win in 19.
Oh. No, he lost.
A three-time.
That's fair.
Bye-bye.
I won in 19.
That's fine.
And the third thing is...
That's a hot commodity. I get drafted.
The third thing is, step it up a notch. Yes, they have not won a game all year. They played great.
Yes.
In our game. You know, Garrett started off with a pick. My second play of the game, I threw a pick to give it right back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And from there on, in the rest of the day, it was back and forth. We just made a couple more plays than they did. You know, it could have swung either way. And apparently, from what I understand, George went over to Tawan at the end of the game and said, "Hey, Tawan, I just want to let you know, I was traded for you at the Breakfast Club. I could have went undefeated, and now I lost every single game.
That's awesome. Somebody made a bad trade there, but that's fine. Okay, so congrats on your big win. You want to talk about your game?
Yeah,
I'll talk about your game, because I'll talk about it. It was fun. Why were you quarterbacking?
So the week prior, our quarterback missed, because I think he forgot, but he had some sort of back injury, so he was waiting to see, make sure he can play. So we took a week off, so I guess I wanted to throw, so I threw a little bit, and we played the Keller's team, and, you know, I was successful.
Well, Mr. Thompson, you wanted to throw? Mr. Thompson made you successful.
You
know that
begged for 5 weeks to throw.
No, he definitely wanted to throw.
I wouldn't call it begging.
I was just asking a lot.
Yeah,
it's the whole thing. You know, he wanted to throw. It's fine.
I wanted to see if I can do it, and we did really well against the Kellers. So then this week, obviously it was Emily's bachelorette party.
Yeah,
so
Emily's bachelorette party took out a good chunk of the females in the league this week.
So she wasn't there, and then at about 6:30 in the morning, we received two texts that we were missing two of our other guys, so we had to scramble in the morning to get a sub.
It was pretty rough for you guys.
And then so I gave Travis a call at about 7:30 in the morning to wake him up.
7:38.
Yeah, he was not happy. I got to hear about that at 7:39.
Yeah, so all I got on the side of the phone, all I got on the other side of the phone was basically like him answering, yeah, and then him just breathing loudly for like 5 minutes. I'm sitting in my bed.
I'll actually ask, is Botch still on the phone?
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to basically, I'll find you something, and I'm sitting there, and all I hear is, and I'm like, okay.
It's like you just said, though, finding subs is hard enough, but have to do it like at 7:30 when you just wake up and that means you basically got to find somebody who's willing to be there by 9.
Some of us are already on our way to football.
I had asked for Tony, just knowing that Tony probably would be up by that time. And I know it probably was against the rules, so I asked Travis, and he's like, well, I already told multiple teams that we couldn't have him, so he went and got us somebody, and he got us Justin Garbaz, you know. And
desperate times.
Yeah.
Desperate measures.
Do you want to talk shit about Garbaz right now like you did earlier in the pool?
No.
But how he's still slow and terrible and all that stuff you're saying?
Ouch.
I mean,
Garbaz was actually really mad that we interrupted his breakfast, his nice early morning run, and he was mad at
and a commercial shoot.
Was he like not happy about
his half cantaloupe he was eating or something? Yep. Fantastic.
I mean, there was one of the interceptions, I believe, I'm going to say, I told him, I think it was a little bit on him, because I told him to basically do a 12 to 15 yard in from the center, and the ball was timed to be there, and he's like, oh, I just stopped because I felt like that's where the zone was. I'm like,
That's fair.
So, but
no, once I figured you were going to play quarterback, I just put in our group text, I'm like, hey, Kyle, you're rushing Botch because that negates you running around from.
Botch still thought he could outrun him.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he?
I think as a team, we still put up a pretty valiant effort. I mean,
you did good. I mean, it's funny because, like you'd said, like Brian had hurt his back or whatever, but he played receiver and he was making some really nice catches like midfield because he's so tall. Like he was getting up there because it's not like you were throwing him accurately. Well, so we had to go up and hit him.
I agree. Some of them got a little out of control, a little high, and luckily he's 6'5" or whatever he is. So
well, he played big for sure.
That definitely helped.
Here's the real question though: do you think the quarterback power rankings guy is going to drop him off the list?
I actually think I should go to 34 now.
Because you lost a game?
Well, you know.
Would you go? That's not how that works at all.
Man. One for two. There's
By the way, that is the most people I've ever seen ranked in the quarterback history.
They said
and
that.
You still barely made it.
I only played one game. That's all it takes.
You played two now.
And that's why I think...
And he's off.
And he's goodbye. It's an entire
come community. On up, Steve Moser.
I love that.
Are you sure about that?
I am. Right. Hey, you can't talk shit about Steve Moser. Steve Moser's got the top team in his division. He keeps winning, and he keeps beating teams that nobody else was beating.
I'm 0-1 like 3
I think
against
he's the only. I think he's the only quarterback that beat the Cunning Stunts and practice squad this entire season, so like maybe we can't give him too much shit.
Good
but
for him.
We'll get there sometime.
He has a D1 girl, a D2 girl.
Okay.
He just wanted a couple D3 guys. No big deal.
Yeah. But,
ouch.
All
right, let's continue.
We had the other game. Well, the other games went on. Like Stone Cold or Keller Whales. We keep saying it wrong because you won't change it. But Keller Whales ended up with like a pretty big upset. Right? What did you say the score was?
29-37.
Okay.
They're
missing Robin
was gone.
Right.
Blaze was gone. I don't want Blaze's head to get too big, but I mean that's two pretty good people in Breakfast Club, right?
Sure, of course,
I mean Robin is.
Well, it's one good person in Blaze.
Yeah.
Wait, but
I love it.
Yeah, so,
is that a drink over there, ladies?
Yes. You know,
it's a drink out of it. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Robin's a huge miss for them because that's a difference maker.
That's her entire nest, yeah.
I mean, Blaze for Breakfast Club, he's a decent player. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. And the Keller Whales decided that they're playing us next week, so they put loaded fries in my hat and threw my bucket hat to the ground. So.
Is that why you're a little teary-eyed right now?
I'm really mad.
I can see that. Is that the same hat?
Yes.
Did you wash it?
Yeah, I washed
it. Did you wash it?
In the chlorine pool.
That's gross and fair, but anyway. Yeah, but at the same time, Keller Whales, I'm pretty sure, beat Robin's us in the regular season, too. So, I mean, maybe it wasn't as big a surprise as we think it is. But that was pretty cool. And then, Val, what happened on your end of things?
We had a rough start.
Scotty just threw so many
picks right away. I saw.
Should have had six picks in that first half.
Yeah, we had
four.
Four, yeah. So, you know, yeah, things didn't go too hot with us and Scotty. And then just defensively, we just like couldn't get it together. We were like giving up like 20 to 30 yards every play.
We were chunking it.
Yeah. Sure.
So you've been a captain in Breakfast Club for what? How long have we been doing it? Four seasons at least for that.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, is this like the worst team you've drafted then? That's gone.
I don't even think it was a bad team you drafted.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm sorry. Is it the worst like season
that you've performing?
Usually your teams are like near the top every.
Yeah, but
we talked on our way home from the Breakfast Club draft, and she did have one regret, and I'm not gonna name it out loud, but she wishes she would have done something different in the come around.
That's
fine. No, she left the draft, and she was like, I messed up. I really should have done that. And
But I mean, who knows?
It happens. Anything. I mean, people make mistakes. What are you going to do?
And that's the thing. We didn't make any mistakes yesterday. We didn't. The only mistakes we made was dropping two picks.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh.
Yeah, Joy dropped one, right?
Joy dropped one.
She did have one, in it, but she dropped
one. Yeah, she dropped one, and who else dropped one? But Hearn made the best interception of the day.
Oh, I saw that play.
It was right after we were talking shit to him, too, on the sidelines. Here comes the James C. Hearn or something. Then he did it, and I was like, God.
And he walked off and said he was tiring.
So, going back to that whole sublist thing, I got 10 texts from Josie this week. Screw you, Travis. You're the worst sublist person ever. I can't believe you're doing this to us.
God, I hate it when you guys fight.
Yeah, it was the worst. And guess what? Hearn had the game-clinching interception.
The game-clinching, yes. 54-60.
Yes. I mean, Josie kept saying all day yesterday. Yeah, Josie started yelling at my name.
Hearn's
and then gave
solid.
Me the finger.
Hearn's a solid guy. Like, I mean, he's a perfect sub for Breakfast Club because he's not going to break or make the game. But
he knows the game. He can play
solid defense. And he's an open target on offense. I mean, he's not going to go deep down the field, but he'll give you that 10 to 12 yard route.
I played Hearn a couple sessions, and every single time he would just box out.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He uses his body amazingly. You can't get around that big body, and that's no disrespect. It's just he uses it perfectly. He boxes out like a basketball player. Mm-hmm. He reaches his hands out. You can't get to that ball.
Like, I'll give you credit because, you know, we needed a sub too because of the aforementioned, like, missing a whole bunch of people. And you gave us Trevor, and Trevor was awesome. Like, he played very, very well.
I'm glad he played well for you guys because Trevor was
very good.
I love Case. I love Trev. Trev doesn't know football very well. We'll get into this at 10 o'clock, but... He gave up like 3 girl touchdowns.
We still lost.
Yeah, you did, buddy.
Okay.
Well, it took me a little while to pick up.
When he was
on
wearing
that.
Yellow, he was doing A-OK.
Yeah.
He
made some really nice from the opposite side, he was making sideline catches and
shit. Go right, Trev. Yeah. Let's go. He fit in perfectly with that team. It was great. So let's move on to 10 o'clock because that was a lot about Breakfast.
At 10 o'clock, we have.
All right. At 10 o'clock, we had tight ends in motion beat sloppy seconds 41-20. Slither in that end zone, lost to Peachy Platoon, 32-34. Top Shot lost to Frodo Swaggins, 33-48. Itches and O's beat Practice Squad, 37-22. And Zack Attack forfeited to Breast Friends, so they lost.
So, how do you keep getting forfeit?
I know.
It's amazing.
We talked, the girls and I talked, and, I just actually remember this from yesterday. Yesterday's really foggy. I drank a lot. It's weird.
The TSL, everybody.
Cheryl wants our team name next year to be the Pussy Willows.
Nice.
And you're not going to tell Cheryl no ever, so,
so
welcome to Pussy Willows.
That might be, the Pussy Willows might be. But, hey, three teams this year got scared of us. They forfeited, and I think we're now the number one seed in D4, so.
Jay Elphick planned his wedding because he was scared to play the Breast Friends.
That's not true.
It came across. It was on the standings. You were like the third seed.
Well, apparently I'm looking at it right now, and Topper forgot to put our forfeit win in.
Oh, that would do it then.
Yeah, because we're still 6-2, and Zack Attack 7-1. So
that would do it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I'll become the first seed. Oh.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
We'll because we beat Puckett, and we... And we, because we were supposed to play Zach Attack twice, we lost the first game 22-16. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we win the forfeit 21-0. And
but that's going to go to the weird thing that happens with three
triple.
Teams.
I'm yeah.
Just but, be careful. Of it. If it comes out differently, don't be surprised.
No, but we're 2-1 against those two teams with a huge... I mean, we beat Puckett like 34-6 in the first week of the season.
Oh, first week. That's cool. Because I was going to say, they've been...
They've been dominant. I've reffed a couple of their games. I mean, I know who Puckett is. Puckett's really good.
I know.
When they get going, so...
But we should talk about them when it's their game time. Boy, let's see here. So, Frodo beat Top Shot after losing them last week.
Oh.
You good there, buddy? You really can just headbutt microphones like that? That was something else. Was Top Shot missing people? What was going on with it? Do you know
Blaze.
Blaze and Blaze's brother, and I'm not going to lie, I heard people on the team say this is the worst thing that could have happened because Blaze and his brother's heads are going to explode. Because
yeah. That's very fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chris Nelson, look, I love Tony. Tony won nicest person in the league last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been a sub for a lot of teams this year. He subbed for Top Shot, and I heard Chris Nelson... I wasn't supposed to say his name, but Chris Nelson was complaining our sub was atrocious. He was giving up 20-yard completions
okay.
left and right.
That's fine. That happens. What are you going to do?
Whatever. He worked out well for me.
Things happen.
Yeah. Also,
go on.
A&A beat When Doves Cry 43-22 at 10 o'clock. It's wrong on the standings.
But what? Yeah, I was going to say. I thought
it
you
says
said...
It said that game's at 3, but it was actually at 10.
So. Oh, I didn't change it. Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
Again, the T in TSL stands for Topper, so these things happen. So okay. Then why don't you tell me about the A&A game that was played at 10?
Should Topper talk about this?
Oh, yeah. all right, so...
I love it.
Missing all three of my girls.
Yeah, Andrew.
Andrew and Devin, who was supposed to make his comeback this week,
because he was hurt.
Overslept. So,
at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yes.
So our last minute addition that got... I mean, we had Brian. He's on our roster, but he was less happened to be there.
Yeah.
So we had Brian, Tim Dove... myself and Aaron.
I just love that you had Tim Dub on.
Oh, it's great.
And Nixon, didn't you?
Oh, Nixon yeah, we had Nixon. Yep. I forget about Nixon because he doesn't hang out and have fun with us.
Lame Nixon.
Yeah, but anyways, you guys just played a good game. We weren't playing terrible.
Maddie
we
showed up at halftime.
We just weren't playing good.
We get a text at 9:45.
This is
great. Wait, our game was at 10,
no,
so 9:15 we get a text. Hey, I just went outside. My car's not here.
I'm going to be a little late. Yeah. He was. He made it to halftime.
Because he responsibly did not drive home drunk,
yeah.
So let's give him a shout-out. But
but how do you not know where your car is? Like, they made a movie out of this, and everybody was like, how could you ever lose a car? Well, Maddie did it.
They made a movie out of it, so...
He knew where it was. He just had to get to it.
It's happened before.
That's fine.
But whatever, so...
Yeah.
It apparently didn't matter
for the first half.
Yeah, I asked the refs to switch positions at the halftime, and
did it work?
No, because then one of them like, well, I'm not gonna stay on this field.
Well, and Molly, who might be one of the nicest people in the league, because she also, I think, won nicest person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
she has.
She literally got so upset and started talking to the ref. We're not gonna say ref names, but the ref goes, "I'm a man. You don't talk to me that way." And it's like. Well, if you're calling something wrong constantly, then...
That's so funny.
I don't know. Molly doesn't get mad at anybody, so the fact that she got riled up, like, obviously something was wrong. And there was things wrong a lot of the game.
There was. Talking on your cell phone while you're reffing.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah.
Can't have that happen.
No.
You can't do that?
Like, I get
You can't do that?
No.
It's frowned upon.
Despite what you might see otherwise. Upon. Yeah, that's a thing I'm going to look at. I actually subbed for PG Platoon. They had me, three other guys. So it was me, Dean... Josh Thompson and Zach. Oh, it's cool. It's raining now. And then they had their three girls. They had Joy, Marissa, and Teresa. And they had me just basically, Dean just said, you're here to like snap the ball on offense and kind of like just turn around in the middle. And I was like, cool, I can do that, no problem. And then I didn't even play
defense. My wheelhouse.
And I was like, that's fine. I'll do whatever they, whatever. I'm having fun with them. I love playing.
It's a lunch break.
I'll tell you right now, Dean Thompson loves you because he texted me and he goes, can I please have Joe K? And I'm like,
please. Okay.
Yes. I mean, Joe K knows this. He's not a game changer, right? It's not going to be like...
Excuse me, sir. You know who scored touchdowns in this game?
I know. Site? Hey, I
this
heard.
This guy.
The game changer,
Joe
K. The game winner. The game winner.
So who doesn't change games?
I'm just saying. Peachy's like, but you're not going to alter the difference of the game, right?
But I just did.
I think his ranking goes way up now.
I wasn't
thrown. I think the quarterback power rankings needs to go 35 deep in wide receivers, and Joe K makes it.
No, don't. there's funny, and then there's come on. But anyway, no, that was, I had a ton of fun with it. It was great playing against Slytherin and all that stuff. They were only missing Dawson, but not exactly the best Slytherin year ever for them. It's been pretty rough. They've been weird. Not the best.
I feel like they also haven't had a consistent quarterback. Like, they've had Seth, they've had Newman, they've had Dawson, I think, throw a couple of times.
Yeah, he does against
Newman
two.
Transferred. So his schedule got all mixed up, and now he has to work every other weekend, and he's trying to make it work. But
that
he just
sucks.
So he's missed a lot of games that he's never missed. And I will tell him, or tell you, I talked to him last week. He said, I told my team, don't rely on me. If you want a permanent quarterback and you want to find one, he's like, I'm A-okay with it because I don't want to not show up. Yes, he's being a super nice guy, which is weird for Newman. But, he said, if you find a permanent quarterback, I won't play. That's fine. I don't want to lead you guys on every week and, not make it. So.
Right. And then in the other game.
Hold on. Real quick.
Yep. Go on.
Okay. That's an interruption.
Drink. Talk to them at the end of the game. Apparently, it was 4-2, and when they snapped the ball, and somebody yelled, hey, it has to be a girl or touchdown.
Oh, yeah, this is the thing.
Yeah. So Newman knew, because he's played in the league long enough. I told him, I was like, you played in the league, you know that. And he's like, I knew that. But Sal heard that, and Sal just didn't go out for his route. He's like, three of our guys just didn't run their routes after they heard that. So he's like, all I had was girls in the end zone with five defenders around them.
That's
what he said. He's like, I knew it. They're like, we don't know who yelled that. Somebody yelled that, and every guy on our team just didn't run routes.
You say that, but at the same time, this play was probably around the 1-point line, which is about the five.
Yeah.
And Newman scrambled to, he went to the left to try to force it to a girl. But if he knows it, there were guys standing wide open in the end zone on the other side. And he could have very easily thrown it to one. Because I kind of went oh shit, this is
I'm
money.
Just telling you what Newman told me. Right. You know what I mean? And
if
told
he
me
knew that,
like, yeah.
then he could have played it the way he knew
Sales
it.
Sales just kind of didn't move at all. And that was obviously Sales the best receiver, let's be honest. So he just.
Yeah, I'll say that. So yeah, no, that's what happened. Then they knocked the ball away and it was a ball game. What are you going to do?
Interesting.
Tons of fun there. And then, like I said, the other game that I got to see some on the field next to me was Itches and O's playing practice squad. Touched on it earlier. Itches and O's just kind of dominated this game. They played very, very well. They kept moving up and down the field. Something beeped. I don't know what that was. But anyway. And I just, every time I would see B would hit somebody on practice squad, there's a lot of drop balls, a couple bounce off of them. And, I mean, Itches played very well, and that's why they finished high in their division. We can move on to 11 o'clock, though, because we are way behind. Whatever. Who cares? Let's go.
All right. 11 o'clock. Public Enemy lost to Why So Serious, 43-48. Losing Streak beat XTC, 62-14. Gray Hair Don't Care beat the Angels, 37-33. Puckett All-Stars beat Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, 32-20. And Grave Bros beat Juiced, 41-37.
So, Botch,
what was our score?
48-43.
Scored a lot of points.
Why did you guys lose to Why So Serious?
Oh, boy.
Is it just over? Are you guys done?
I don't know. I mean, I think we're missing a couple people. Pauly J hasn't been there. He wasn't there the last 2 weeks. Jake was missing this week. So we've been kind of short, and Tommy, and then we had our sub Mike. He played.
You're in a lot of excuses.
They're not excuses. I mean, we haven't been really firing on all cylinders like usual. So
it was a close game.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we couldn't.
Sounds like Why So Serious played a decent game though.
They did. Oh yeah. They played really well. Their quarterback's got a rocket for an arm.
The problem is he hasn't showed up all year.
Yeah, that's right.
I think this is the first game Terrell.
Yeah, he was really good.
Sounds like he's number 35 in the rankings.
Yeah. His arm is really good. He's putting a ball in certain places where you would expect to kind of be able to get underneath it, and you can't get there on some of his balls. So
okay.
But I mean, they basically took it to us on offense. We didn't stop them. I think we stopped them maybe once, and that was about it.
So I do have a question for you. You guys have won a lot of games over the years. You just do. It's fine. Are you at a point where maybe you're just not really giving a shit about the regular season because you're making the playoffs, and then you're just going to make that run? Or do you really think I'm getting a little older, not going as well?
It could be both.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if they cared about the playoffs, would he be going to Denver next week?
Yeah. Hey, we were supposed to have a bye, okay? And it didn't work out that way.
All you had to do is beat Why So Serious.
Yeah, and they played it well. I think it's a...
That's awesome.
I,
I actually asked Cole during that game. I said, hey, Cole, did they take away the middle? Because in the first 10 minutes of the game, you guys completed about 10 passes in the middle of the field, and they were not covering it.
Well, what happens with us is if we find something that works, we'll do it over and over. But then we also like to try doing different things and try seeing different stuff. And you know, maybe sometimes we get in our own heads and do a little bit too much. But it just, I don't know. I think answering your question, yeah, I think sometimes playing the regular season doesn't really mean, other than trying to get the bye, mm-hmm. I don't think it really matters losing a game or two. Like, the playoffs are really matter. And
or three.
I know that kind of stinks if we only have, like, six teams, but at the end of the day, like, you know.
So let's look at next week. We have no Paul Johnson.
Nope.
And no Baccio.
Nope.
No Jake.
Probably no Jake.
Wow. Who's left?
You got Greg.
And you're playing
okay. And according to Travis, that's all you need. So, and I agree with
that. No, that's not what I said. But I'm telling you right now, if Terrell shows up next week, Why So Serious is upsetting Public Enemy.
Ooh, I like that.
But if Terrell doesn't show up, Why So Serious has no shot.
Well, I think that's very fair. I think if your good quarterback doesn't show up, yeah, historically.
Well, last year, Terrell was just playing wide receiver. He wasn't playing quarterback at all.
No, until he filled it until the end.
Until the last 3 weeks of the game, and all of a sudden they won all three games.
I'm still confident in them, and I still think that we can win no matter what on any day and any time.
I agree. When Osika is there, anything is possible.
All right, let's see what else happened. So Graves Bros beat Juiced, so Juiced ends up going 0-9 on this season. Because of Why So Serious beating Public Enemy, Juiced Bees is the only team that didn't win this season. Although they got really close. Graves Bros has not been very good the second half of the season. They escaped against Juice. The things haven't been going well over there for them. Puckett continues their run, beating up on the Lightning Falcons. Not really a surprise there. XTC got kind of curb stomped by losing streak, though. Holy crap, 62-14 is a lot. I heard they were going to have a decent quarterback sub, but they decided they didn't want him, probably because he broke their hearts and left them in the offseason like he does to every other team.
Everybody knows about me and Topper making bets, right? Yeah. I don't know if it's... I'm pretty sure it's been explained in multiple facets.
Yeah.
Joe K comes up with the Godfather's lines.
I just pick a...
Let me clarify. The Godfather comes up with the lines... Joe K takes those lines, and then he gives them...
I pick one from each division.
Yes, from each division. Me and Topper then bet. Tight ends in motion, I took plus 22. Forgot to talk about that. Got really upset. They're up 38-6. Ricky Austin drives them to a girl gender touchdown. And then tight ends is like, oh, those are our friends, so we're going to call the game at 21 points. So I lose that bet.
They were up 38-6, but they scored 41 when they kicked the field goal.
Okay, maybe it was 36. I don't know. All I know is that Jeff May at one point told me it, and then at the end of the game, Jeff May's like, hey, what was that line again?
That's hilarious.
Like, it was 21. I said, no way. But going on, the XCC game, I took XCC because I may or may not have gotten a text saying, hey, we might need you because Doobie is questionable.
You did that earlier in the season, too.
I said, all right, I'm going to take XTC on this plus 12.
All your subtle knowledge has to be.
I'm not only going to lose, I'm going to win this bet because we're going to win the game outright.
Well
all of a sudden, I show up to the field. I'm playing. I say, hey, Stags, do you need you need me to play or what? And he goes, well, Flynn's had a lifelong dream of playing quarterback. I said, wait, what? He goes, yeah, you know, Flinny, he just has a lifelong dream of playing quarterback. He really wants to give it a shot today.
So wait, let me get this straight. Somebody realized their lifelong dream and you're still pissed about it?
Yeah, because it's the TSL. I mean, your lifelong dream was to play quarterback in the TSL.
Bet.
It was
mine. There's a lot on the line here.
Bottom line is this.
Yeah.
I texted Rogo. I texted Kevin Zach. I texted Staggs. I texted Katie Keller. Obviously, I played on the team. I'm good friends with all of them. I gave them the most shit ever.
He got one of those planes to fly around. Let me play.
Yeah. So, all I know is that Flynn's debut obviously did not go well. What'd you say, 63-14?
62-14, yeah.
Yeah, and I heard there was four pick sixes. Ooh. I mean, it just...
You're going to keep burying Flynn here? You're going to just keep going?
Yeah, I mean, Flynn, buddy, it's easy to say you're a good quarterback, but it's not that easy when you're behind there. Topper will tell you that.
That's exciting. Anyway, Gray Hair played the Angels for what feels like the third straight week almost. I feel like you guys have been playing a whole bunch. Val, you guys lost by four this time. Gray Hair's kind of had your number, like... How's it going for the Angels? Is it just
Yeah, I mean, this is our third time playing them this year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The first time, Maddie was hurt, so that was tough. And then we had Bobby, I think, that played them.
Yeah, I think at the Bobby game.
Yeah. But this time, Maddie was back, and he was healthy, so obviously that helped us a lot. We were right in it.
How many Angels were missing because of the bachelor party?
Just Emily, and then Lindsay was out because she had to go get her sister from the airport. Okay. And then Nikki was playing.
Send her an Uber.
the same time. I know, Mike.
It's 2021. God.
Yeah. So, and then Nikki was playing at the Why So Serious game, so we didn't have any subs. But, I mean, it was a tight game. It was back and forth. The Grey Hair played really well. It was, I mean, pretty much just all offense, like whoever just, like, didn't score. Yeah. But, I mean, it came down. We could have won it at the end with a touchdown, and I dropped it. So it was kind of on me that we lost that game. But
way to own it. That's what matters here. Yeah, I mean, all right, so the Angels have been in D3 after, like, just season after season after season of just demolishing its competition. You guys finally found a spot where you compete. You're not killing everybody. You don't win every game. How has it been? Like, are you guys, like, excited to actually, like, have real games and you can actually lose and it's not just, hey, cool, we're going to beat this team by 50? Like,
yeah. I mean, later in the day we played All I Do Is Quinn and beat them by a lot.
Okay,
but, and then
good.
They ended up, calling the game with 20 minutes left in the second half. So
Quinn did?
Yeah.
Jesus.
They were missing everybody.
We'll talk about that, but Vince canceled on them. Vince and another player canceled on them.
Yeah, so they were
about
short.
A half an hour before the game because of a water break.
We'll see. Yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll get to
we'll
that,
get to that, but, I mean, no, I mean, it's been good. I mean, like you said, we're not demolishing teams. It's been tough for us just because teams in D3 have guys that can jump up over our heads, and they have guys that, speed-wise, we can't keep up with, and they have the, like, football IQ to, like, know how to take advantage of those things. But I mean, like you said, like, we're right in there. Like, we're winning some, we're losing some. So it's not like we're getting blown out or we're blowing people out. So it's nice to, still stay competitive, but not be, like, demolishing teams.
So you guys are going to stay in D3 then?
I would imagine, yeah.
That's good then. Are you getting reinforcements or what? Because you guys have had the same crew, it almost feels like for forever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's Emily's job.
That's fair.
You don't know.
That's fair. What'd you guys
say? 4 and 5.
Yeah, 4 and 5.
Four
Travis
and five.
Has got
there
the stands
go.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, we're right
that's
in
there. That's very good.
So,
yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean,
and a lot of your losses have been like this, 4
close,
points.
Yeah.
So it's not like I said, you're not out of it. Plus, you've been missing people. Plus, you missed Maddie, which matters.
Yeah.
And all
so,
that fun stuff.
No,
so
I mean,
cool.
Yeah, it's been good. And I think, I'm assuming we'll stay in D3. Yeah, as far as.
No real reason not to.
Yeah, bringing anyone else in, that's up to Emily's the captain, so that's up to her.
So that brings us to noon, so let's get there.
All right, hold on. I got to reload my phone.
Reloading your phone. Fantastic. Yeah. Why is there music on in the background?
Oh, it's on the TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can turn it off. One.
No, it's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
All right, so 12 o'clock. A&A lost to Scared Hitless 27-28.
So mad.
Buffalo Vice beat the Woodpeckers 21-38.
That's 51.
TMA beat Lenny's Ladies 45-0.
Sure did.
And Travis Henry's Kids lost to Blitzkrieg 28-31.
Ooh, that's cool. I mean, we'll talk about the two games that we didn't have anybody in real quick. Buffalo Vice beat the Woodpeckers, but the Woodpeckers had their best game of the season. They only lost by, what is it, 13 or whatever?
And they were short.
They were short people.
Had,
Joe was playing defense, and they still
played
really
defense.
Well, so.
I talked to Dan today. Yesterday. Talked to Dan yesterday pre-injury. He said Larry Fitzgerald ghosted them.
That sucks.
No text. Dan texted him. He never responded. So, I mean, I hope he's okay for one.
Right, of
and
course.
And two, if he is okay, that's kind of a dickheaded thing to do.
Yeah.
So they need a last-minute sub. I got them somebody, but Joe's playing defense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But about it.
Dan said, he said, it took me a while to understand. And Lenny always said this. He said, you need 7 yards every play.
Yes, sir.
There is too many teams in this league that love the deep ball. I love the deep ball.
100%.
But if you gain 8 yards every play, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Dan said, it took me until today to realize the short shit works.
Absolutely.
And I said, yes.
Short shit works all the time.
You just got to make sure you're pretty good down by the goal line.
Well, yeah, you're right. But Dan said it just started to click for him. And
but think about their team. They got 6, 7, 7, 7 yards and then throw to Dan in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's
really
easy.
I look at that team and I feel like that team should be doing way, way better than they are. But I don't think they don't seem to be utilizing the guys that they should be.
So if you guys had a guess, top two red zone targets in the league, who would you guys rate as the top two? If it's me,
I'd say
I'm
Aaron.
Saying
James Seahorn.
I'm saying Aaron and I'm saying Dan.
Yeah.
I'm saying Dan and Aaron.
Shady.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, those are the two tallest guys. You throw a jump ball to them. So, yes, the Woodpeckers, all they got to do is gain 7 yards, and their girls are really freaking good.
They really are.
And I'm pounding on the table.
No,
Joe
fine.
B. hurts
I'm
it. But bottom line is, they have really good girls. They have really good guys. They get close, throw it up to frickin' Dan. Dan's gonna come down with that touchdown 8 out of 10 times.
Not anymore if he's that hurt. I'm gonna text him later. But Danny, if you're, I know you're gonna listen to this, man. If you're hurt, that sucks, dude. I wish the best for you for sure. So I heard that A&A was up 27-0.
Sure were.
And then they lost 28-27.
You're not telling the whole story,
Travis.
Travis, what's the whole story?
There was 16 minutes left in the game. It wasn't a first half lead.
Oh. What happened, bud?
That's crazy.
Team chemistry just isn't there. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
It's just not there.
So what you're telling me is you're leaving this team, too. Yep. That's that face. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Sorry, my bad.
Did not say anything.
My bad.
All I'm saying is sometimes you have a team where you just very much enjoy it, and I know I leave teams left and right.
Fine,
it's just because I want to play with different people. It's not because anything
that's
personal
fair.
Or whatever.
Are there any people left that you haven't played with?
Just you.
I played with
just
a
you
lot
talking
of
breaking his heart.
I've worked on that for a long time.
That's why he's leaving the team.
This guy, all he does is tease me. You want to talk about a tease? Baccio is a tease.
A giant tease.
No,
he tells
I mean,
me when you're not around,
line
never
is,
do it.
We just don't have the chemistry right now. I mean, first year playing together, you'd think we would grow. Obviously, it hurts.
It's hard. Maddie gets hurt, too.
That's the thing, is Maddie gets hurt all of a sudden. You know, Maddie plays 3 games, then he gets injured, and then he's out for 4 games, and like then I'm playing quarterback, and then now Maddie's thrown back into it, and it's like we just haven't had time to gel with each other. So
you wouldn't even bet on yourself to win the D2 championship, then?
I mean, I never don't bet against myself, but I don't think we're the favorites.
Is that bad?
So he always bets on himself.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
just making sure.
I mean, I never miss twice. I never miss twice. Ask anybody in this house right now. Today I've hit on my second shot. All the time. Never missed twice.
But the
bottom line is, we're not the favorite right now.
No.
I wouldn't bet against myself, but we're not the favorite.
Okay, that's fair. So then Lenny's Ladies played TMA. Things went very, very poorly. We were missing probably our top 4 or 5 girls. We're going to do. Had a lot of drops early, and then it just got to the point where it was like, let's try to have some fun. And I let Katie Swanson throw. I just took myself out of the game. It wasn't like I was playing poorly. But
is this a year for TMA, do you think? You played against them?
No. Just because I played against the other teams, too. And I think, like, Spinelli's is better, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think Tater Tot's probably better, too. So,
you know what's
we
weird?
Beat that
talk...
Okay, cool. We'll see what happens.
So,
Studio audience is supposed to talk here.
Yeah, there's only supposed to applause, drink, or clap. But, I mean, Peyton's team... I talked to Peyton yesterday at the bar. I mean, it was only for, like, 2 seconds, but... He said they didn't add anybody to their team, but
no,
their team
just,
is like
they're just
exponentially
so the
better
problem,
this year.
I talked to Katie about it because Katie Swans plays for him. She said the only difference is that this year they actually show up. They usually would just have like
I do remember.
Show up,
yeah,
so.
Last year I think I got a text from Topper every Friday night. Hey, Peyton needs like a guy and 2 girls tomorrow. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Yep. No. I'm only saying the thing about TMA though because of the girls being over there because it's funny, but. I think any of the top like 5 teams can still win D6, but we'll get into that more when we talk about the playoffs in a little bit. And then Blitzkrieg ended up beating Travis Hendrick's Kids. I don't remember if I talked about this or not, but big win for Blitzkrieg because Travis Hendrick's Kids was flying for a little bit there, but kind of hit a road bump near the end here, and Blitzkrieg gets a win they kind of needed, and that's really cool to see. So that'll be interesting to see how things go for the playoffs, but I don't remember who's playing who. We'll talk about that later. So let's move on to 1 o'clock because it's almost been an hour.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got to go.
I guess I just talk a lot. I'm sorry.
We talk a lot. Yeah. Okay. 1 o'clock. Past our prime lost to When Doves Cry 28-41. Wolfpack beat All We Do Is Quinn 20-6.
Ooh.
Jabronis beat Freeballers 28-21. Victorious Secret lost to Bipolar Express 35-61. And Tater Tots lost to Spinelli Plumbing 21-33.
Okay, well, Spinelli's versus Tater Tots was for the division. They were both 7-1 going into it, and, well...
Spinelli's got it.
Spinelli's got it. That's cool. I don't know what happened in the game, but that was probably a good one to watch for sure. Bipolar, I know, had... Gordon was away on drill, so Tommy Hughes was throwing for him, and they apparently just...
Dominated.
Scored every time. What are you going to do? Jabroni's Freeball was a really, really good game. People may or may not have been picking the Freeballers, where I would have told them to pick the Jabronis, but... Some of us are right, some of us are wrong. Yeah, 100%. But Jabronis, big win. I think they finished like 2nd in their division out of nowhere, right? Aren't they like 7-2 or something?
Jabronis are 7-2. They tied with Itches and O's, who Itches and O's got the tiebreaker. Actually, there's 4 teams. Itches and O's, Jabronis, Cunning Stunts, Buffalo Vice all went 7-2.
That's crazy. That's a really close division.
To my defense, though, I played Freeballers like the week before.
Okay.
And so they must have not had that guy that quarterbacked.
Well, okay. All right. We're going to bring this up. It's time to bring this up. There's a lot of talking points on this hour. All
right.
You just said 15 minutes. You just said Sean
another hour.
Was it played Sean? Quarterback against you guys, right? Yeah. Well, George is their regular. He missed last week. Well, they're down to Jabronis by like, I want to say, what was the final score?
It was 28-21. So.
Okay, so all I know is that it was like, I think it was 20-6 or something.
Okay.
They pulled George. They put in Sean.
Yeah.
Sean leads them back. They took the lead there for a second. Oh, really? Jabroni scored at the very end.
Oh, cool.
That's talking good. To George at the bar.
Not happy about
the
it.
The team, George is not happy about it, obviously.
Well.
He says the team's not happy about it either. Apparently, there might be a little bit of a attendance issue next week for free ballers.
I don't believe that.
And Scott Klusman apparently had a conversation with Sean or with George, and he said Sean's going to be our quarterback for the rest of this session.
You can't just like not show up for playoffs. People will be there. It's whatever. Topper, you had another game when Dove crashed.
We did.
And when I talked to you, you said you were down like a score or two, and then all of a sudden
we're down.
I was like, go win, and then apparently you just did. So
we're down, I think, 12, and then we ended up winning by 13-ish. But it took us a little while to figure things out, and once we did, we were staying in the game,
right.
You know, and Devin showed up.
Oh, okay.
So that was good.
So we made this game.
Yeah.
Good.
And he made a pick probably in the early second half, and then we drove down to get the lead, and then we never looked back.
Just looked back. Oh, that's good. Okay, cool. And then Wolfpack beat all we do is Quinn. Wolfpack's been playing actually pretty good lately. Mm-hmm. Travis, you know a bunch of those dudes. You have inside info on the team?
I ref that game, actually.
Oh, perfect. Tell me all about it, then.
Talked to Ward after the game. Ward basically told me, and like you said, I know a lot of people on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Ward basically had a conversation with the team afterwards, and he said, there's way, 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 way too much negativity on this team. He said, negativity is going to breed losses.
Fair.
And I give Ward credit because this is his first session, and he's taking on this captaincy role that he's not the captain, but he's acting as the captain, right?
Right.
Like, he says, hey, guys, we got to be more positive.
Mm-hmm.
Love Josie, but Josie is a very negative person sometimes when things aren't going his way. Garbaz can be a little negative as well. So, I mean, the bottom line is Ward basically called him out. And he didn't call them out to me. He talked to them, and he's like, I had a conversation with them. Like, we got to be more positive when things aren't going. They scored their first two possessions. Then they had a lull. They went, like, three possessions without scoring, mm-hmm. but Quinn couldn't capitalize.
Right.
I mean, Vince apparently had a water issue at his house.
Yeah, that sucks.
Him, his roommate, they couldn't make the game. They were playing with no subs. They had a backup quarterback, so that kind of really altered things, but... Wolfpack, I mean, Ward's played really well the last couple weeks.
Yeah, for sure. The whole team has, honestly. They've been, I don't know if they're on, I think they're on a winning streak. I can't remember the last time I
kind lost. Of a funny story. Santucci was there yesterday, and I yelled out to him. I was like, hey, Santucci, what's the record without you? He didn't hear me, thankfully, but Doreen did, and Doreen said,
Don't do it. Don't do it. All right, let's move on to 2 o'clock, because you guys allegedly have to leave.
Yes. All right, so at 2 o'clock... Mountain Doomy beat Bullet Club 45-36.
Sure did.
The Angels beat All We Do Is Quinn 44-18. Jabroni's Cutting Stunts. Was that a forfeit or did they legitimately
forfeit.
Win?
Yeah, okay. Forfeit.
All right, so there was a forfeit. Jabroni's beat against 20 Cutting Stunts. Buffalo Vice beat Free Ballers 51-34. And the Bams beat Wasted Potential 46-30.
So you're going to tell me then, so for the Buffalo Vice Free Ballers game, to touch on what we just spoke about, so Sean was the quarterback for that game then?
Sean was the quarterback the whole game, and Buffalo Vice put it on him.
Yeah, Buffalo mm-hmm. Vice is a better team. What are you going to do? That's fine. The Bams beat up on Wasted Potential 46-30. That was kind of a little bit of a blowout there.
I'm actually surprised by that.
Really? Yeah. Really surprised by it?
I am.
I don't know if it's that surprising. Maybe not. Maybe the blowout part. But anyway, the Angels beat up on Quinn like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Bullet Club, we played Mountain Doomy. It was funny. Joey threw his first touchdown to a guy, and it hit him in the chest, and he was wearing like a big chain, and it like cut his chest open, so he's just like bleeding.
Massive blood clots. They were calling him Code Red.
Yeah,
Code Red.
Code Red Mountain Dew. It was hilarious. But no, he was just like bleeding like profusely through the front of his shirt, but we had to like stop. So
I was wondering if he was wearing a different shirt, and then they finally told me, they're like, oh, that's blood. It's
just blood.
It was from his like umbilicus to his like upper chest.
Umbilicus.
The hell is that?
Dropping
someone
it.
Someone should Google that.
Right? But that's just what
it's a nursing term.
It was great. But yeah, so that was crazy.
For the layman.
A little bit back and forth, and then all of a sudden, we were up. We scored to go up 22-15, and when we were going for the 2-point conversion, one of the super speedy little blonde kids picked it up for a pick two. Yeah. And then they were like, cool, that guy's super fast. So then they just threw the next play because they got the ball back to him and he scored again right before the half. And
headband with the blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah. Jordan.
He's so fast.
He's running on, I mean, this, the grounds were like concrete and he has spikes on and he's still just going ridiculously fast. It was crazy. So, yeah, that was fine. I mean, Joey played a really good game. When we got the ball back, like, Scotty threw a pick. Joey ended up getting the pick, and of course we had to hear about it, and that was fine. And
Joey doesn't whatever, do anything lost by quietly.
Now. Well, no, obviously not. So we lost there. What are you going to do? That touches everything on 2 o'clock, so let's go to 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, A&A. Nope, that was not at 3 o'clock. So the Untouchables beat Vaspian 31-6. Cunning Stunts beat Tox 29-22. University Wealth Management beat Show Me Them TDs 29-6. And Victoria's Secret beat Travis Henry's Kids 44-36.
That one's surprising, the Travis Henry Kids one. I didn't expect them to lose because they just have tall, fast guys, and they just throw it deep to them, so I'm surprised that that didn't work out. So big win for Victoria's Secret to end the season. That's really awesome for the girls there. Topper, you played whatever.
I did not play.
You didn't play?
That was not that.
I had Ward sit in for me.
Really?
Oh, Ward had a blast Ward, with Tox.
Yeah. Did he?
Oh, he had a blast with Tox. They played it close.
They did. It was close. Yeah.
I mean, Cutting Stunts obviously didn't have everybody, but Ward played it close. I talked to them at the bar. Tox said they really enjoyed Ward, and Ward said he had a blast.
He's the nicest human being of all time. He's Canadian. That's what it does.
Yeah. There was something about an apple. I didn't hear the full story, but somebody needed an apple.
Diana needed
a piece of fruit, and Ward always carries an apple with him. It's a thing. It's fine.
She needed a sustainable.
Sustainable fruit.
Yeah. That's right.
That's not even what you said.
It's fine.
And, well, yeah.
Your apple. Sustenance.
Yeah. I love it. Shout out to University Wealth Management, 29-6. They're on a winning streak. Crazy. That's awesome. They're just doing well. That's really fun.
And that was Mr. Senior.
Yep.
Wow.
It's good, he got the win there for sure. Untouchables played Vaspian. I don't know how many players Vaspian had.
Vaspian had
like a subless.
Yeah.
That was their whole roster was subless, and it wasn't close.
Heather and Brian.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, and stuff.
I know George ended up quarterbacking that. I don't know if he was just so upset about the free ballers game, but the game got so out of hand that Brian just started playing wide receiver, and George quarterbacked the second
that's
half.
That's a shame. But, good win for the Untouchables. They're kind of like getting it together too at the end of the season, which is really good.
Oh, they benched their quarterback.
Did they now?
The young kid with like the flowing
locks.
Why are all these quarterbacks?
Well, apparently he was Topper miss, still stays throwing.
So apparently he was gonna miss like all these
mechanics.
Games.
My offseason regimen.
He was gonna miss like 3 weeks in a row. So the team got a little scared. So then I think it's like Robert Lee or Alex Lee, one of the Lee
Buddy
brothers.
He's the one who broke his ankle.
Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't him. It's the
Did Robert fill in?
Is it Robert? No.
Plays on his.
You know what? You're right. So it's somebody else. It's not even a Lee brother. But
okay, cool.
The one guy, he just basically was like, well, so I decided if he was going to miss games, I was going to play quarterback, and then we just rode it. So they've been winning games with him. So he's just going to continue to play.
Fantastic. Okay, so that ends the games there. Do you want to talk a little bit about playoffs before?
Sure.
Make a couple of predictions on our way. Well, first let's talk about the Breakfast Club playoffs because I think that's going to be really exciting. Peanut Butter Kelly Time plays the Amigos. I'll say it because since Topper and I are in this game, Travis, I'll ask you, who do you think is going to win that one? Because on my end,
Topper's team is pretty good.
Yeah, they are. No, I'm not saying they're not. I think it's going to be a really good game, assuming everybody shows up.
Yeah, no, if everybody's there, I think Topper's team has the edge.
Okay, that's fair. And then you guys are taking on the Kellers. Did you play them this season?
We did.
How did that go for you?
I was talking to Scott Keller Jr. the other day, and he said that him and his wife were talking, and they came up with a game plan for us.
Oh, I love all of that.
I said, oh, what's the game plan? He's like, well, I'm going to tackle you on the first play and hopefully injure you. I know he means it in a jest, but I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty good plan.
I mean, if you kill Travis, things will be okay. That's fun. I think that'll be fun, but I think you guys will take that one.
Yeah, we rolled them. In the regular season, I think we won 46-16.
You guys are really good. It's annoying, but it'll be fun to see how it happens. But again, nothing ever goes chalk in this league, ever, so who knows how things are going to actually shake out. Let's touch on D1 real quick then. Botch, you guys think you're actually going to win the championship this year or what? Yeah, you're still here, I know. Get off your phone.
I hope so. I don't know. I'm.
Wow, sound of confidence,
I hope
everybody.
So. Can't,
I'm
yeah.
not there next week, can't and I don't know confidence. What's going to happen. And I hope, I mean, we're going to be a little short, so I hope that, you know, I'm pretty confident in Cole and our team. So I think they'll be able to pull it out. And then after that, we usually are able to turn it on in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I know we haven't had the greatest seasons, but know. I'm always confident.
When everybody has a down year once in a while. What are you going to do? But yeah, that would set up a fun Eyes Downtown matchup with you guys. Because
if Terrell's there, why so serious wins?
Yeah, you really like saying that.
I'm just serious. Like, Public Enemy is missing so many people.
Listen.
And guess what, Cole?
I don't think Eyes Downtown is... I think it's tight ends. That's the
tight ends team to beat. No, tight ends is the team to beat. I just said if you guys win, though, you're...
I play in the league for a while. I don't think Bro gets enough credit for what he does.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's playing against him multiple times this year. I mean, he's really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, which is weird because I think he's overrated.
From where he started in this league to where he is now, he's very aggressive. So he's gonna make the throws because he thinks he can make every single one of them, and he tends to do it. So
I think he's the guy that's going to take advantage of lesser teams because he has so much around him.
That's fair.
But I think when in the playoffs come and he plays the higher seeds, I think that's when he's going to struggle. I saw him in the one game against Public Enemy or Eyes Downtown this year. Eyes Downtown just destroyed them, and I don't think that's a good matchup. And obviously, I think they would only meet in the championship game, and I think Ice Downtown is the favorite.
Okay, that's exciting. Those are big words from Travis. I like
that. Right. We're just moving on to the 11 o'clock games, Travis, not the playoff, the finals.
What?
Try to stay with the program.
Well, I actually didn't care what he said there. It was pretty fun. But yeah, so D2 real quick. We're playing Peachy. They're gonna beat us. That's cool. I can't see any. Do you see any upsets here? I mean, you guys are playing each other, so that's huge. You going to put a bet on this game?
Only if it shows up on the board.
What?
If it shows up on the betting board.
Oh, it'll show up on the board. We'll put it anywhere, but you're not.
I'll do a separate bet for this. That's fine.
Oh, I'm not going to do the weekly bet for this. That's just not fair. But I want you guys.
Let's go separate bet.
You guys need to do like a side separate bet. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine. Mountain Doom is very good. Losing Streak's very good. It'll be interesting to see who wins D2. I think any of those top five teams can do it.
I don't think Losing Streak is a bad team. I don't think they're a championship team, though.
Okay, why? Why?
They can be.
Why? Because I think they like to go deep too much. That's not sustainable in the playoffs.
Okay, that's
right. It might work in the regular season, but we've seen time after time that if you miss on one or two deep balls, all of a sudden you're behind the chains. And in the playoffs, things ramp up a little bit. So I don't think they're the favorites. I hate to say it. I don't want to give them credit. I think it's Mountain Doomy or Peachy Platoon.
Okay, that's very fair. I mean, they're both similarly built teams of athletic, young, fast people, so that's really cool. But
I hate Joey.
Peachy Platoon is so good. Then beat him.
Yeah.
Beat him and make your life happy. Mal, happier, I guess.
Happier.
That's cool.
The thing is that they're a small team, right? If you take advantage of them with the height.
Right. And that's what Losing Streak did, and that's why they beat them. So what are we going to do? We're almost done. All right, cool. We'll talk about D3 really quickly. I mean, it's kind of just Top Shot, right? Because, like, I can't really see any upset there. Top Shot's very, 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 very good.
Yeah.
I mean, Frodo might be able to pull it off, right? But
yeah, I mean, they
they won this week.
Yeah.
Who was everybody there for Frodo?
Frodo had everybody. Yeah. Top Shot was only missing Blaze and Blaze's brother.
Right.
So. Are they that big of a difference? Because Tony is a better player than Blaze or Blaze's brother.
You really want
to? I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying. Like,
I didn't say you were.
No, Tony is a better player than those two. So if they can't win with Tony playing on their team against Frodo, I mean, Frodo's going to have to play a great game again.
That will be fun to see. You don't see any teams that are lower that could make a little run there.
Honestly, I think the Angels can.
I don't know who is Quinn.
It would be great if
Quinn could.
They won three games, and then all of a sudden they didn't win a game the rest of the session.
It's so weird. I don't know what happened.
But I think, I think it's Top Shot or Wolfpack.
Yeah, the Wolfpack.
Wow.
Wolfpack has started.
That's a bold prediction. I like this.
I mean, I think Wolfpack started, what, 1-5?
Yeah.
Something like that.
1-5. They ran off 3 in a row.
Are we counting out the girl power, the Angels?
Never count out the girl power.
You can't count out the Angels ever.
Do you really? I'm not trying to be mean. Do you think you guys?
Why not?
Obviously, everybody has a shot, but
never bet against myself.
Ooh,
well, there you go. Twice.
Okay, now here's the real clusterfuck. D4, which like we just said earlier.
Oh, that's a clusterfuck.
I would, because it's four teams at 7-2, and then practice squad is 6-3-2. And I mean, I don't know what's going on with the free ballers. So like, I would count them out this one, but any of those top five, any team in the top five there can win it for sure. I kind of think that Buffalo Vice is like my favorite for it.
So I think Joey's missing next week for Jimbroni, so they're out of this. I mean, they might win still against Cobblestone. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Well,
Cobblestone's okay though; they can play.
But even Cobblestone, like they got that one kid on their team that's really freaking good. It depends who quarterbacks.
And they have Daryl. Right?
Like
they do have
Daryl's hair.
That's fair. That is very fair for sure.
I meant who quarterbacks for Jimbroni's, like
right.
You know what I mean, but.
Buffalo Vice practice squad is going to be an awesome game.
Inches and O's, they've always had our number.
Yeah. That
Cutting stunts can beat free ballers. And Buffalo Vice versus practice squad, I probably like Vice in that game.
I do too. I think I would bet on Vice to win the division, maybe. I don't know. They're my favorite. They score a lot, too. I know they're a team that you would say relies on the deep ball, too, because Andy can just throw it 17 football fields.
I feel like they've been struggling this year, though.
Well, 7-2 isn't exactly struggling. Plus, they have the best point differential.
Yeah, but when everybody looking at everybody else in the division.
Yeah, but I don't know. They've been points. It'll be interesting.
They've scored 347 points, most in the division.
How many have they let up?
242, which is not the worst in the division. Itches and O's and Cunning Stunts have both given up more points.
For sure.
And so it's not so sticky, but they're a fun team.
Yeah, they're a fun team. They're there to be fun. It's cool. So D4 will be really interesting as well. Moving on to D5, I would have just said Zach Attack's going to do some damage here, but then University Wealth Management beat them, so who knows. Breast Friends, like, you guys are 6-2. Half of your wins have been from forfeit.
No, we're 7-2.
According to this, the 6-2.
Because Topper forgot to adjust it.
Oh, God.
So these matches might actually switch.
Yeah, they probably will. So that's why I'm just going to talk in generalities. But, all right, so here's a question then. Yeah. As you start a new gender team, a bunch of people who haven't really played together much, and then you didn't really get a lot of time to gel.
That's the only thing. And I was telling somebody this yesterday. Breast Friends, we got a great group of girls.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to have fun. Obviously, with conflicts for other games, we have missed a lot. I think we've had 2 games all year where we've had our full team. The other games have either been forfeited or I had to come together with people. But like Zach Attack, we're up 16-0 on Zach Attack. We lost 21-16, lost on the last possession of the game. Puckett All-Stars, we beat them. Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, I had 2 plays at the very end of the game with 10 seconds left. I missed 2 throws in a row to lose the game. The Bams, they forfeited against us. I haven't seen them. Wasted Potential, we beat them by 11. University Wealth Management, they had Katie Keller. We still beat them. Show me them TDs quit with like 10 minutes left in the game. Yeah. So we beat every one of these teams, and we've barely lost to the other team. So it could go either way. I think it's Puckett or Breast Friends. I don't think Zach Attack. I've seen.
I've been on Puckett fan.
No, yeah, you've been on record. Puckett train for 6 weeks now. I feel like I'm with you on that. I think it'll be very fun to see who makes it at the end there. But even if it happens, you get kind of boned by the playoffs. Like,
well, the great thing is if this gets altered, which it's going to, but I just don't know if we're the number one seed, which I think we are, because we beat, like I said, we're 2-1 with a bigger point differential. If we're a number one seed, Puckett and Zach Attack have to play each other.
Right, but what I'm saying is that like D2 plays at the same time as D5, so if A&A wins, you can't play for both teams at the same time.
In the final.
26.
And that's fine. Chris Cole is a backup quarterback.
I'm sure he... Oh, okay, fine.
And Cheryl and Heather's on the team.
That's fair.
Crystal's on the team. Yeah. They've all played with him. All
right. Ho-hum. You'll be okay then. I forgot about that. Wow. That'd be funny. Yeah, because like Botch is going to let Cole down, but he's going to get to play again anyway.
Exactly.
That's super exciting. Though. Yeah. All right, I like that. And then moving on to D6, we had said a little bit earlier, like, Spinelli's and Tots are very, very good. Spinelli's just keeps scoring and scoring. That's why they have 364 points scored. It's just ridiculous. I mean, but I would take any of the top three teams for sure. I would have said Travis Henry's kids before this week, but then they went 0-2 promptly, and they lost to Victoria's
Secret.
They
had attendance issues, but yeah.
Did they? Okay, yeah. Well, that helps. Everybody seems to have attendance issues lately. And then Grays Bros has just been kind of, like, bad for the second half of the season, like I said. And then I don't think any of the gender teams or Blitzkrieg are going to beat the top teams anyway. So, whatever, it'll be fine. I don't know who's going to win. I think I would kind of bet on Spinelli. Assuming they show up.
But that's the thing about playoffs, right? It's who shows up. Right. If somebody's whole team shows up, they're going to be in much better position. But also, playoffs brings anxiety almost. Like, you know what I mean? Like, each play kind of counts. Not like the regular season where it's like, oh, you know, a play here goes bad. Like, sometimes people stress a little bit. And when they stress, things happen. They have drops. They have bad plays. Spinelli's is the go-to with this one.
Awesome. That's super fun. Topper, what do you think about your with Spinelli's too then?
Yeah.
Is this because he did all your plumbing?
No. I mean, we'll talk about that on a different podcast.
The anger cast. I'm kidding. So that's cool. All right. Well, because I know everybody has to go, let's move on to our final segment. So we'll do winners and losers, and then we'll get through final thoughts, and we'll wrap this thing up. So winners and losers of the week. Botch, I always go to the person right next to me, so you get to do your winners and losers of the week first. You're probably not even prepared for it. Don't care. Good luck. Figure it out.
We are the losers.
That's fair.
I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah, nobody's going to complain. It's fine.
Well, maybe.
Maybe just me.
I was a big loser this week.
Your self-deprecation is unmatched.
He lost the quarterback rankings. He lost his Breakfast Club game. He lost Public Enemies bye.
Wow. You know. Botch had an 0-for week.
I know. Sounds like Travis wants to move up D1 and compete next year.
Don't be silly, Travis. Never played D1.
No,
he's too scared.
That's right.
Wow.
Played D1 multiple.
Nobody, my winners, multiple sessions.
For me, I obviously don't pay too much attention to things, but Why So Serious probably would be the winners since they played an amazing game against us. So.
That's a good call.
That's a very good one. Can't go wrong with that. Valerie, I know you got to get moving, so what are your winners and losers? She's probably speaking to the microphone that's way behind you.
I'm looking at the scores. Also, it can pick me up on that one. Duh.
That's that good, actually. All
right, so my winners. Yeah, I don't know. I probably should have thought about this ahead of time.
Cool, Travis. Why don't you do yours?
Yeah, you do yours. Come back to me.
Loser of the week.
Well, you guys are killing.
Yeah, right, he's gonna take forever. So I got it. So my winners of the week, I'm gonna go with University Wealth Management because they've are on a winning streak when it counts.
That's fantastic.
And everyone likes to see that. Losers of the week. Honestly, don't think there really was any like losers this week. I think everyone. Like, I think we made it through this. We had a great season. We didn't have any...
mega issues at all,
yeah,
really.
So... No, I'm not picking a loser.
Can you tell that Bell doesn't like conflict?
Technically, half the league lost this week. Yeah. We're all happily lost. So
yeah, well, then those are the losers.
Half the league is losers.
Deep thoughts by Baccio.
Deep thoughts.
Sure. Thank you so
right,
much.
Try to keep this under 5 minutes. Go.
Thank you.
Yeah, final thought is really
loser of the week.
Steve?
I'm not... Well, he no-showed today after he talked so much
crap. I told them not to because they were going to get later because you guys had to go, so it's like
whatever.
I'm not kidding about that.
I know.
We know, but he probably doesn't understand that, so it was a joke, Steve.
He
it was a joke.
Stop
All right, so loser of the week, I would just say, I'm not going to say any names.
Random radio edit. That's cool.
That would be my loser of the week. Winner of the week, I had a winner of the week and I actually kind of forgot what it was. But if I'm going to go winner of the week, I would have to say... my Breakfast Club team. I put us in a bad spot with a pick earlier in the game. Our team...
To Gary, by the way.
Yes, Gary Schmelzer. Gary Schmelzer had a great day with his dad in attendance. He had one key drop, though.
Okay.
I would like to hear that.
Yeah, I would. Like to hear more. Expand.
My team, they made plays when we needed to, and, you know, you face adversity. You got to face adversity to be a champion, and I think my Breakfast Club team did that. So I'm going to give them a shout-out, especially losing Brittany and Brandy. Thank you, Emily. And we still won, so...
Yeah, that's... persevering in the face of adversity. Congratulations. All right, Topper.
So the winner of the week, I think, has to be Jeff Kroll.
That's fair. Yeah.
Christine's married him now 2 years in a row.
she could have backed out this time, right?
Yeah. Outs. Easy out here. So that would be the Krolls, and their wedding was fabulous. Give a little shout out to Scared Hitless for their comeback victory.
Yeah.
I just like to needle. It's my favorite thing in the world. Now his final thought is going to be a half hour long. Thank you.
No, and a loser of the week.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, it'd have to be Emily Curry for taking all of our girls away from us this week.
Taking half the league away.
But Cameron did come back and find her.
Did it?
In Breakfast Club in the morning.
That's fair. Oh, that's
two guys backed out on her.
She had to wake up and do all that stuff.
By the way, we got a text from Keller. Klossman. It was like 10 o'clock at night, and it's like the DEA is four houses down. And then he no-showed for Breakfast Club, so I don't know if the DEA was probably at the wrong house, and then they moved down four houses, and that's why he wasn't there. But
that sucked. You just completely stole my Loser of the Week story. It was going to be Klausman. The people who bailed on Ricky Booth, you get a shout-out to for bailing at 7:30, making everybody have to scramble for Breakfast Club when you said you were in. That always sucks. So that's my loser move of the week there, just to like bail on shit that early when you're talking. Like Travis said, when you're talking shit at 10 p.m. in the chats too, like, come on. And then my winners of the week are PG Platoon, because I played with them. Like I said, I always have so much fun with them, and they're just some of the nicest people ever, and you forget how good they really can be until you're like playing with them, and their girls are fantastic, and everybody's super nice, and it's just like, it's just great. I just have so much fun playing with that team. So they're my winners of the week, and my reward for helping them win is that I get to just get beat up by them in the playoffs next week. So
yeah, there you go.
Good job, me. Hopefully, maybe they'll need a sub. It's fine.
Maybe but, you're the loser of the week. Your own loser of the week.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's every
I mean, if you drop that game-winning touchdown, you don't play them in the first round.
That's fine. Yeah, historically, I do that. So, like, whoops. Mm. Anyway, so I can't. Anyway, so that was my winners and losers of the week. So we're going to go to our final thoughts. We're going to go to Baccio, who should have been preparing for this during everybody else's winner and loser. So, Bacch, what are your final thoughts on everything? Say whatever you want, man. Come on.
My final thoughts are thank you, Topper, for letting us come over here and
sure.
for grilling us up some cheeseburgers.
They were pretty delicious.
They were good.
Thank you for letting us use your pool and play the same game for 4 hours straight.
Thanks for not peeing in it.
We think you know. Of.
Yeah.
I won't be there this weekend, but hopefully everyone obviously has fun in the playoffs. Hopefully nothing bad happens. No injuries that right. kind of ruin the playoffs going forward for them if they do win. And I hope our team wins, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, cool. Valerie, what you got?
My final thoughts. Just good luck to everybody in the playoffs. Keep in mind that this also is a co-ed touch football league. So while it is playoffs, while we all are trying to be competitive, this is for fun. No one's getting drafted after this, so
well,
even though we are, yeah.
Well, they never know. Saw me playing defense yesterday. I put a lot of stuff on film.
They did, yeah.
Topper's portfolio.
But yeah, so you know, just
I think somebody from Wolfpack was actually recording one of the players on the team to like send out a scouting report.
That's amazing. Well, that's probably not going to work. So
is Santucci on that team?
He is, but he wasn't there.
Oh, okay, because he does. Sometimes his uncle comes and takes.
Yeah, digital. No, it was the other player on their team, but the one guy had an iPad and he was like taking videos of the guy.
I love that shit. Cool. So Travis, what's your final thought?
Final thoughts. I kind of disagree with Valerie. It is for immortality. So this is everything that we strive for. Scott Keller Jr., I hope you don't take out my knee, but that would be very smart.
Wow.
Now I want him to. That'd be
so, yes, no, we kind of talk about the playoffs and who we think is going to win. I mean, I think Ice Downtown is the leader. I think Mountain Doomy or Peachy is the leader in D2. You got Top Shot and Wolfpack, I think, in 3-4. You got...
you did exactly this already.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to wish everybody good luck, and I just want the best teams to win, right? We don't want subs to influence it. I know we talked about this before, but
sure.
I just literally want the best team that is available to play. Good luck to them.
Absolutely. Topper, your final thought?
I'm going to make sure the fielder mode.
Yeah. What they painted the lines, too. They painted the lines over the tall grass.
Right.
Like, did you tell them to make sure they take it?
Yeah. You think they could water it, too?
No.
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 No, they can't. They just absolutely cannot water it. It'll never happen.
No, I called the guy lazy.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I was mad.
Ooh, big mad Topper. I didn't know you got
I get there an hour before everyone else, so I have time to yell at people.
They don't do it with a push mower, right? Like,
no.
No. What the hell's the problem? And it's pretty crazy if you just spray over the long grass.
Right.
Like, you know it's long.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Man. Yeah.
That's kind of bullshit. Yeah, so at least for playoffs, they should be in better position.
You know, it's just, it is late. Like, listen, we have people coming out there. Not everyone has been there all season, but, you know, you have, it's an impression. You're making an impression.
Absolutely.
If the place looks like shit, people are going to think your food's shit. They're not going to come into your establishment. Mm-hmm. So it's just crap.
Right. And it kind of has a bad name on you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're trying to provide the best sporting culture there is, and it's like if people come out to the league and the grass is long, it's like that's bad image for you.
It is. So. I walked down the fields and I was just like, oh, man, how could they not cut
this? If Lenny was here, he would have been
lost
fucking
his mind.
Living.
Absolutely lost his mind. He probably made them cut it at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how long that takes to cut. I have no idea.
Probably about an hour.
Well, they got an industrial size mower, so it's.
That's instilled. Whatever, should have been done. So I like how your final thought is about the grass.
And oh, yeah.
Fixed it. So Topper's looking out for you.
Like, mad.
It's amazing. So my final thought is hell of a season. I'm really happy that we got through it without, like I said earlier, like nothing too major. I mean, other than maybe like flipping some teams around divisions earlier, but hasn't been too bad. I mean, maybe like an injury here or there, but like for the most part. Things went pretty smoothly. Like we said earlier, the weather was perfect, so like it was just a great season. And thank you to everybody who joined the league this year. We got, like we said, we expanded like our clientele, if you want to call them that. But like so many new players in the league and new characters, and we had a really good time. And like especially as like restrictions loosened up over the first couple weeks of the season, you saw more people at the bar having fun. Lenny Remedier Day was fucking awesome. Like I think everybody's just been having a blast.
And I hope people know that like we're open to suggestions. It's not like. If it is your first session in the league and, like, there's something that you might not like or...
I'm not, but you guys might be.
I don't know. I'm just trying to say, like, we're trying to make this the best possible league that there is, and I think it already is. But if you have a suggestion or if you're like, hey, like, maybe this would... Like, we're listening.
You mean like this offseason when we figure out how onside kicks are going to work?
Extra points, yeah, that's my dream.
Yeah, someday.
Or onside kicks, yeah. Onside kicks are my best. Dream, yeah.
So, yeah, like you said, but I mean, thank you for everybody who, you know, everybody here who was on today, with the exception of Botch, who doesn't do anything, but valued a whole bunch for the league, you know, taking all the pictures and stuff. Travis, I mean, you deal with people every week and sub lists and arguing with people, and I mean, I don't know how you find the time to write all the articles like you do. And like,
I write every single article, actually. Yeah, Steve Mosher will tell you I write every article that he disagrees with. I'm the writer.
No, you like to call us either, but I've heard multiple people say that you write stuff. So
no, I told you guys earlier today, I've literally been accused in the last 2 weeks of writing every single article.
That's amazing. I love all of that. That's the best part. And so, like, Topper, again, thank you for everything you do, of course.
Sure,
like,
sure.
You know, whatever.
Awesome.
You're the best. Cool. Blah, blah, blah. But I have a blast in this league. It's my favorite thing in the world. But I think most people kind of say that, too, and that's super cool. So, yeah, I mean, like Val said, it's playoffs. Like, I'm going to fall in the middle of what you two guys said. You want to win, of course, yeah. But, like, don't go overboard with it. Like, try to keep it cool if you can.
Work that.
Like on the field is different, right? I'm not saying go out and try to hurt people, yell at the refs. Like, I'm not trying to say that stuff. I'm saying leave it all out on the field, try to compete, try to win the game, but then when you go to the bar, socialize with people.
Oh,
talk to people.
People
talk
that.
To them about their game. Mm-hmm. Have a drink. Buy a drink. Like, better socialize with people. It's a social...
Multiple buckets. It's a social drinking league that sometimes plays football, and that's the best. Like I said, if you guys... there's so many people that still want to come on the podcast, and we're running out of weeks, so we might just have to do more in the offseason. Screw it. But yeah, that's
nice
it.
In the summer in Buffalo.
But that's it. Yeah. These guys got to go, so I'm going to stop rambling on. Thank you for listening. This was a... It was a longer one, but hey, what are you going to do? We had a lot of people talking about a lot of things. And we had
Travis talking.
That's fine. I don't care. I appreciate that. I like guests that come on and talk a whole bunch because sometimes there's too many shows that are just...
I'd also like to thank Baccio for coming on.
He was on his phone more than he talked. But.
It's all right. Nobody really cares about his opinion. I just wanted him on there because Lenny would have wanted
him on
there.
I think it's tradition to come on for me before the playoffs start. Like, it's just...
Have you done that before? Maybe.
Multiple times.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Multiple times before the playoffs. I just like talking about football. So, if you're at the field on Saturday and you want to just discuss football, I'll be there talking about football all day, so...
It's true. All right, Travis, you got to go before you don't even get married, because she's going to divorce you before you can even get married. So, get out of here. Thank you guys for stopping by. Have fun at your better plans.
And,
thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you at the fields and all that other shit. Bye.
Bye.